creepy old drunk man story.
Nice.
I was in high school. We had to ride public buses to get back and forth to school.
Yeah.
And I was on my way home from school. I'm standing in the cover area of the bus station, and this old man looks at me, and he points his creepy little old man finger, and he goes, "John Lennon." I'm like, "What? Excuse me?" He's like, "John Lennon, you're going to have to remember that, because there's going to be a test later. John Lennon." And I turned around, and I'm staring at the street, praying my bus gets there any minute, and this old man is just going on and on and on about John Lennon.
He just keeps on saying, "Remember John Lennon?" Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, that was really, really creepy.
When the creepy old men start having drunken flashbacks, that's when it's time to really get out of there quickly.
Yeah, you know? No kidding.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye. 539-9750 or 238-0975. What are you doing over there? Hey, you got a creepy old man story for us?
Oh, do I ever.
All right.
I used to be a bartender, and I used to have this man that used to come into my bar all the time, and he had the false teeth that you can pull out, and he'd be sitting down at the poker table, and I'd come over to bring him his beer, and as I was bending over, he used to bite my boobs. Slap my ass, stuff like that. And he told me one day that he loved my butt so much, he wanted me to put paint on it, come to his house, and put my butt print on his wall so he could put a frame around it so he could look at my butt anytime he wanted to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, that's the king creepy old man of the morning so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever slap him or do anything to him? Or?
I just laughed at him. I had a nickname. I used to call him Grandpa, and he just... I never slapped him. I mean, I used to, like, give him dirty looks and tell him to stop when he used to, like, try and bite my boobs and stuff like that.
But wait, you mean like he'd, like, bite them with just the teeth, or he would use his mouth?
No, he would take them out.
With his gums?
And he would bite me with his gums.
Oh.
And he used to tell me how much he loved me and that he would never cheat on me, and I was the love of his life.
And you go, "What color paint did you say I need to bring over?"
He said he would supply the paint.